Blog Talk Radio.
Make me feel a soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to them, say it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That's why I'm asking God every day of my life. Help me to be spiritual. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get started. We're going to ask Evangelist Sharon, she'll give us a word of prayer, and we'll go forward. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good afternoon, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell, and to all the listeners. And God bless. That song is really wonderful because that's exactly what we are, spirits. In Galatians 5, in James 22 and 23, reads as follows. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Amen. Dear God, we come before you on this perfect day, another day that you have made. And we pray that you will open up our eyes and our hearts to what you need us to see, to be spiritual, and to guide us for your divine plan. May you continue to bless those who are struggling, those who are shut in, those who are suffering, those who need to be delivered from whatever affliction or whatever has affected them, whether it be COVID-19 or it be any kind of addiction. We're praying for those who are bereaved. Those ask us to remember them in prayer. And we're praying for those who don't know to pray for themselves about being spiritual. We pray that God will open up our hearts and our eyes on a daily basis and to come and live where he already abides, to guide us on the path that he needs us to be on. I pray for this broadcast, our pastors, and I invite anything that will come in between as a message that's trying to be in our hearts again and to awaken us, to make us conscious that we are spiritual beings. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon, for that. We are talking about spiritual things today, and we're talking about comparing spiritual things with spirit. Spiritual things, excuse me. And the reason for that is because if you stay in the natural, you won't understand this. So therefore, you're going to have to get spiritual. So hopefully this week, one of the things that we're going to make sure that everyone understands is what you have to do to become spiritual. That's one of the things I want to make sure go over this week. And the importance of remaining spiritual minded and not carnally minded. Because as long as you remain spiritual minded, you're going to be in God's heart. The moment you start going the other way, according to Romans 8, you're going to become an enmity of God. You're going to become God's enemy. Then let me be real plain with that. According to Romans 8. You're getting ready to become God's enemy. And you don't want to do that. That's what Romans 8 and 7 says. So you don't want to be God's enemy. You want to be his friend. And anyone that's in his spirit is his friend. Okay. Our foundational scripture, like we said yesterday, Evangelist Sharon, she went on and read it. So we're going to ask Pastor, she'll read it out of the Messenger Bible. That's Galatians 5:22-23.
Good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. And thank you, Evangelist Sharon, for that beautiful prayer. Amen. In Galatians 5 and verses 22 and 23. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that the fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberant about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitment, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Legalism is helpless in bringing this about. It only gets in the way. Among those who belong to Christ, everything connected with getting our own way and mindlessly responding to what everyone else calls necessity is killed off for good, crucified. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And to make sure that those that may be listening for your first time, we coupling this, or we putting this along the side of 1 Corinthians 2, and I think we did 13 to 14. But anyway, 13 is where our subject is at. So let's read 1 Corinthians 2, 12, 13, and 14.
Okay. In King James, it reads as follows. 1 Corinthians 2, 13, and 14. Which things also we speak not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth.
12. He's about to go to 12. 12, 13, and 14. Okay.
I apologize.
No problem.
Yes, Pastor, I apologize. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, the Spirit, not content to float around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself, the same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation that he's given to us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same first-hand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our Spirit in open communion, spiritually alive. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And let me tell you what I like for you guys to derive from that is that we don't have no any kind of spirit. That's important. We got
right.
here, according to what's in Galatians 5. And that's what this is saying. It's saying we have not received the spirit of the world, but that butt is real big now, because you need to know what you got in you, which is of God, that we might know the things of God, and we may understand the things of God freely without anything to hinder us. And the other reason this is so important is because this is the knowledge you need to understand this subject for the week, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Literally, based on the word of God here, we have not received the spirit of the world, but we have received the spirit of God, which takes you back to Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Those are the products that the spirit of God produced. One spirit, not a lot of spirits, just one spirit. So I wanted to say also that it's now, right now, that you can receive this spirit that belongs to God. You can receive it, and once you receive it, then you can operate in it. See, as many as receive him, to them he gave the power. You have to receive it. Key word, you have to receive it. So if you haven't received anything, it's a bit different between assuming and receiving. Big difference.
Amen.
See, a lot of people assume they got it. Well, the question, have you received it? We may talk about that this week. Have you received the Holy Ghost? I can't tell you how many times in the Bible it's asked that question. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Wow. So a lot of people don't know if they received it or not. They say, you know what? We hadn't so much heard there'd be a Holy Ghost. We hadn't received nothing like it because we ain't heard about it.
Have mercy.
See, a lot of people, they are lying in that area. But according to St. John 1, and I'll let her read that. I'll let you guys read that, please, because I want you to see how big this word receive is. First, I said St. John 1 and 12.
In the King James, it reads as follows, John 1 and 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, he came to his own people, but they didn't want him. But whoever did want him, who believed he was who he claimed and would do what he said, he made to be their true self, their child of God self. Amen.
Amen.
I should have had her to read 13, but let me 13. Say this. Now, 13. See, 12 and 13 go together. As a matter of fact, all of them go together. But 12 and 13, well, even 14 kind of goes. But 12 and 13, we want to put that together. So let's read 13.
Yes. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, who are they talking about? But as you, go ahead, Pastor. I'm sorry.
No problem. These are the God begotten, not blood begotten, not flesh begotten, not sex begotten. Amen.
But as many as receive him, see, these are people who have received him. To them he gave the power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. which were born. Mm-hmm. So he's explaining to you, these are the people, they were not born of a woman, not if sex had nothing to do with this, nor the flesh have nothing to do with this, nor the will of man have nothing to do with this. And I used to wonder, why would they say the will of man? Well, I'm going to go back and explain something to you guys, and we'll get on with this. But it used to be they would take slaves, and they would make a mate.
Have mercy.
They call them studs.
Oh, okay.
See, during slavery time, if you was big and muscular and you had a nice physique and you were an awesome-looking man and you was the bomb, they said, oh, no, we're going to use him for stud material.
Yes.
And the master would take that man that was built like that and say, you know what, you can have thousands of babies. That's all they used him for. They wouldn't use him for nothing else. We let him work on the field, and they just, am I getting too deep, Pastor?
No, Pastor, you're making it plain.
That's right,
okay.
Amen.
So when he said, not of the will of man, see, that was man's will. That's man's will. You all getting it? That was man's will. Hey, we're going to have five, we're going to have him to have 10 women, and all of them going to have babies. And they were doing it so they could have more slaves. So that's the will of man.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want everybody to be clear with that. He says, these are people that's born not of the will of man, but of God. And he said, these were which made not of flesh, but they were born by the word of God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. So we want to discuss this kind of stuff this week. So you'll know when I tell you comparing spiritual things with spiritual, you can't grab this knowledge and say, oh, well, you know what, I'm of God because you have the knowledge. No, you need more than that. You need truth. And the truth of the matter is, we don't have the nature of man anymore, but we have the nature of God.
Of God. Hallelujah.
Because we were born of God, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. See, we allow the word of God to get in our spirit, and does it's a seed. It does the same thing as a man's sperm would do. No different.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
That's what the word of God do. And when it gets in your spirit, it's going to impregnate you.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that old man is going to die, and the new man is going to come alive. And that's really important. And I've been telling y'all this for over a week, that you're going to have to compare the spiritual things with spiritual. Now, how I know this, we go to Romans 8 and 10, and the point I want to make is the quickening part, makes alive. What does that? How that happens? It's through the word of God. It got up in you, and it caused your spirit to come alive. Well,
hallelujah.
Romans 8 and 10.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in the King James, it reads, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Read 11, too. I'm sorry. Read 11, too.
Praise God. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The spirit of Christ won't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry, let me back up a little bit. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ won't know what we're talking about. But for you who welcome him in, whom he dwells, even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, you yourself experience life on God's terms. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the
yes.
alive, present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he'll do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and he does as surely as he did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life. With his spirit living in you, your body will be as alive as Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The spirit.
Yes.
That raised Christ from the dead is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
It's the same spirit. Remember John 6:63, the words I say, they're a spirit. Remember St. John, the word became flesh. It's the word of God that gets in your spirit, man, and calls your spirit, man, to awaken to truth, to be resurrected. But the other one got to die first. You got to die.
Amen.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, we'll really get into this. But I want to just make sure everybody understands that over there in, what is it, John, where I'm at, because I want to find the correct scripture. But in John, he says that the spirit, well, I don't want to get off track here. Let me just stay where I am. We'll get there tomorrow. But what's going on is this, brothers and sisters. We must join our lives to his life. And he is the word. That's what he is. He is the word. So when you're joining with the word, you're being reborn again. Your spirit, man, is being rebirthed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you allow your spirit to join with the word of God. You start agreeing with the word of God. You stop agreeing with the world's way of living and the world way of believing things. You say, you know what?
I'm going to focus
on God. My thoughts are going to be God's thoughts. I'm going to have the mind of Christ. Mm-hmm. And so by you being in the word of God calls you to be like Christ. So you're born again with the same stuff Christ is born. Christ was the word made flesh. Well, that same word is in you now. See?
Yeah.
Same word. It didn't change. Same word. At different times. See? And because you receive that word, that's why you begin to grow. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
So as a result, of you taking that word into your spirit, man, into your mindset, then that word gets in there and changes you.
Yes, it does.
With all things being equal, help me, Holy Ghost, to say this right. With all things being equal, a 20-year-old man got together and a 20-year-old woman, I don't care what nationality is, I don't care. It doesn't matter. I don't care how ugly or how pretty. I don't care how educated, uneducated. If a 20-year-old man and a 20-year-old woman, everything equal, and they have sex, and he drops a seed.
Uh-huh. Come on now.
Something's going to happen. Just give him 9 months. That's all I ask. Well, it's the same thing with the word of God. I don't care who you are, whosoever will. That word getting you, that seed getting you, and you're going to get impregnated.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. I need this now. But anyway, we'll pick this up tomorrow. Meanwhile, y'all be blessed, and we'll see you on tomorrow. Sharing, comparing spirit.